What's up, my Bringlese family? Welcome back to Bringlese, and in this video, we're going to be talking about the word might. As with most of the topics on my channel, might is super important and you should really know it. And if you do know it, it's a useful tool that you can use when you speak English. Might is really forse, or maybe, used as kind of an adverb. It's kind of like, so basically anytime you have a verb that maybe you will do, you can use might. For example, instead of saying maybe I will eat chicken, you can say I might eat chicken. Instead of saying maybe he is here, you can say he might be here. So when you use might, the following verb is always unconjugated in a base form, even if it's third person singular. So how do you say maybe she wants to come using might? You can say she might want to come. She might want to come. So notice that might expresses either the present or the future. So even if the sentence has will, you can trash will, you don't need will, and might implies the future or the present. So another example, if I say maybe he will come, instead of saying maybe and will, you can just say he might come, he might come. So that's might in the present and the future, but you can also use this might in the past by using might have participle form. So for example, instead of he might come, what if I want to say maybe he came in the past? It's not natural to say maybe he came, but using might, this sentence could be natural. So instead of maybe he came, the sentence would be he might have come. So like a lot of verbs, have becomes this auxiliary verb and the verb after that is conjugated in the participle format. So instead of saying maybe she forgot, you could say she might have forgotten, which is much more natural. She might have forgotten. And as always, might have can become might have. One more example of might in the past. They maybe took it. Maybe they took it. You can say they might have taken it. They might have taken it. So guys, there are two things I want to add. First of all, might is a common word, but the brother of might is the word may. And the meaning is really the same. Just that might is maybe more common. So I prefer might, but sometimes may is used. So instead of maybe I eat chicken, you can say I may eat chicken, but I still prefer I might eat chicken. The other thing I wanted to add is, what about when the sentence is negative, which of course happens. Let's do an example. So if I say maybe I won't go home with might, the sentence would be I might not go home. So the negation goes directly after might. I might not go home. And the negation goes after the word might, even in the past might. So for example, maybe she didn't go to school. With might, you could say, she might not have gone to school. She might not have gone to school. Might not have gone to school. She might not have gone to school. They might not have found it. We might have used it. They might go. He might not have liked it. These are all good examples with might. So guys, I hope you learned something as always, and now that you know the word might, you will start to recognize it more and more in English because it's a super common word because it's basically maybe every time a verb is used. So if you guys liked this video and you like my content, be sure to check out the Bringlese English class, which is a private class that I have with my supporters on my Patreon page. The class is on Monday and Thursday nights, 6 times a month, and the cost is $10, which is about 9 euros. So it's a little bit more than 1 euro for every lesson. The lesson is a direct live video on YouTube, so you can even comment and ask me questions during the video. And at the end, you get access to all the notes I've taken during the lessons. If you can't make it, if you can't attend, you can watch the lesson anytime you want in the future, and you can watch it as many times as you want. So be sure to check that out if you trust me as a teacher. You guys know I'm always trying to help you with your English. So let's end right there. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll catch you next time, okay? Peace.